This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Suffolk University students say they plan later this week to take a vote of no confidence in the chairman of the school's board of trustees, Andrew Meyer. He met with student leaders who support the university's embattled president, Margaret McKenna. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Three Suffolk students met for 2 hours with board chairman Andrew Meyer and trustees Julie Kahn and finance chairman Bill Hogan. Colin Loisel, the president of the Student Government Association, says the students left very concerned about the stability of the leadership at Suffolk University.
It makes students worry what that does to the value of their degree. You know, Suffolk is a pretty big institution. We have a pretty good name for ourselves, but all this turnover and the way that the board handled this in the press really brings some concern to students.
None of the three trustees in the meeting responded to requests for comment, and none of the other 21 trustees we contacted responded either, except for two who said they would not comment. Last weekend, trustees criticized McKenna for making what they say are unauthorized expenditures and having what they call an abrasive manner. McKenna is the fourth president, counting two interim presidents, that Suffolk has had in 4 years. Loisel says students worry that alumni won't donate to an institution that seems unstable.
We go through presidents way too frequently here. It's all happened under the leadership of Andrew Meyer, and we think that the only variable that hasn't changed is the leadership of the Board of Trustees. The presidents have all changed. They've all come and gone.
Loisel says the defense of McKenna has brought students together in a cause on a campus with no cohesion. Its buildings are tucked into the fabric of Downtown Crossing and Beacon Hill. With 9,000 students, Suffolk is the fifth largest university in the city of Boston, behind Boston University, Northeastern University, Boston College, and the University of Massachusetts. Most students I talked to said they don't know enough about the confrontation between McKenna and the board to have an opinion. But senior Mesa Abbas of Watertown believes the board leaked the story that it was going to fire McKenna.
I think it was just pretty childish to go behind her back and not confront her about it in the beginning.
The story broke last week when what the Boston Globe calls a person close to the university said McKenna had been told that the board has enough votes to fire her.
It's pretty shady of, like, just going behind her back and trying to kick her out.
Senior Mateus DeMello is from Jamaica Plain.
I think it's very unprofessional to do that.
Junior Jane Fitzgerald of Lenox agrees.
That's not the way you handle something. If you have an issue, you go to someone and talk to them about it. That's what parents teach their children.
Yeah. Alumni want to meet with trustees as well. A group of them has asked for a meeting before the board votes on firing McKenna Friday. The alumni want the trustees to bring in a third party to mediate between McKenna and the trustees. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.